Passed on the temple and all the earth keep silence before him. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Thy feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. And blessed to be in the land of the living.
Amen.
One more day.
Mm-hmm.
This is day 194.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And so
hallelujah.
We need to be rejoicing and
yes.
glad that we're in the day.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lord is still good.
Yes,
he's still doing what he's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
He's not slack on his job. He knows what's going on. And nothing
Amen.
Happens out of his will.
Amen.
And so whatever is happening, he has allowed it to happen because
mm-hmm.
it is part of his will and his way of getting glory out of us. For we were made for his glory.
Yes.
Amen. So
Amen.
What time is it now?
Good news time.
Good news time.
Good news in the bad news world.
Amen.
We got plenty of bad news going on in this world, but God's word is always good news.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We want to have prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you now for this hour and this church. Pray that thou would be in our midst, God, dwell in these homes. In the name of Jesus, in these hearts. In the name of Jesus. But for we yield into your care that you may take us through in the way that you have to go. In
mm-hmm.
Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
From the book of Luke again, we're taking off from there and tying in with today's lesson. Luke 2 and 44 and book of Acts 16. Begin at verse 25. Luke 2 and 44. Acts 16, 25. Are we there?
Amen.
Okay, Luke 2:44. But they supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinfolks and acquaintance. Acts 16. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoner heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison was shaken. And immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loose. And the keeper of the prison awakened out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. And the Paul cried unto him with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for all are here. Okay. Last week we talked about have you left Jesus. All right. Today we want to deal with stop assuming and stop supposing. Stop assuming and stop supposing. Okay? When we start doing things of that nature, assuming and supposing, we move God out of our picture. Mm-hmm. Because now we are interjecting our will, our mind, our thoughts. We are interjecting all these into the plan that God has for you. And as long as you got your part in there, you're not going to follow God's plan.
Uh-huh.
And don't look for God to force you to follow his plan. He lays it out there for you and let you choose which way you want to go. And just because his plan is out there and you took the wrong one and thinking that you go supposing that God is in this plan. All right? But make sure that you are working on the word of God. Okay? Make sure that's what's going on. That the word of God is in power. And you are its follower, not its leader.
Yeah.
If God's word doesn't say it, mm-hmm. then you're not supposed to do it. Okay?
Amen.
We are always supposed to do that. Just as Jesus' parents thought that he was with them. And they went on a whole day's journey. Okay? Not knowing that he wasn't with them. Okay? So when you walk out on your own,
mm-hmm.
then you are leaving the Lord.
Man.
And you're leaving them out of the picture.
Amen.
And then when you get into all sorts of trouble, do you wonder why did the Lord let this happen? You wouldn't left the Lord. Because
yeah.
he didn't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I never leave you. Now will I forsake you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So if you feeling that the Lord ain't with you, it's because you left him. Okay? So stop supposing that he's with you 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't invited him to be with you 24/7, you haven't invited him to be your leader, your guide throughout that day.
Man.
Supposing didn't just happen yesterday. It's been here since the beginning of time. When Adam and Eve messed up in the garden.
Uh-huh.
It's because the devil gave them another scenario
uh-huh.
other than what God gave you.
Yes.
Okay. And then so it got them wondering, especially what would happen if I did eat of this fruit. Okay. That what would happen, that's start supposing or assuming that something else may happen other than what God said. But when God says something, he says and he will perform it. Okay? Don't suppose that he want to do it some other way.
Mm-hmm.
That's because you felt like it should be that way. All right?
Yeah.
So, Adam and Eve in the garden, supposing as the devil told them that God lied. Okay, you ain't gonna die, but you're gonna be like gods. So, nowadays, now suppose how would it be or feel like to be like God? So we always want to get in somebody else's shoes, but we don't want to wear them. We want to get, we want the position, but we don't want the headache to go with the position. Okay? So when we supposed to do things, make sure it is what the word said, and not what you are conjuring up. Adam and Eve ate, and God's word came forth. They supposed that they could hide from God. Okay? But you can't hide from God.
No, amen.
Amen. All right. No matter where you go, no matter what you get under, no matter what you're covered up in, you can never get away from God. The word said, where can I go from the presence of the Lord? Okay. Go to hell, he's there. Go to the depths of the sea, he's there. Go fly to the uttermost parts of the earth, he's there. He's everywhere.
Yes, he is. Amen.
Because he's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He is the Almighty God. So don't assume that you can get out of his sight. Are you ever out of his sight? Not assuming that God doesn't care, because God does care. Okay, he cares so much that he invites us to throw all our cares upon him.
Amen.
Okay, so don't assume that God wants you to carry this load by yourself. God didn't say that. He said, cast all your cares upon me. And you take my yoke.
Yes.
And learn of me. All right? So that's what we need to do.
Amen.
Right? Stay in the word of the living God.
Amen.
Okay. Now, Noah had three sons. And one of them was named Ham. And Ham has a son called Cush. And Cush produced a son called Nimrod. Okay, it's Nimrod I want to get to, the great grandson of Noah. Okay, this is after the flood. Now, Nimrod was a great man. Okay, and he had a position of authority in this land. So he got the people together to build them a city and build them a tower that will reach into heaven. Okay, he's supposing that they could go up to heaven anytime they want to, go and come.
Yes.
Any kind of way.
Uh-huh.
We suppose that we're going to be going to heaven any kind of way. Okay, I can do what I want to do and get away with it. But you can't get by. God knows what you've done. And he knows whether you repented or not. Okay? Not supposing that God won't hear you and he won't forgive you. But God will forgive.
Yes, he will.
Because it said he will forgive us our sins and our iniquities. He will forgive them and will not remember them no more.
Amen.
Okay? So God will not forget you.
So,
now, when we look at the Lord's Prayer, our comes automatic based on what you do. All right? The word says, forgive us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. All right. So, as I forgive you, then my forgiveness for what I've done wrong is automatic.
Mm-hmm.
Because the word says, forgive us our debts or our trespasses. Okay? As we forgive.
Amen.
So don't assume that I can get away by not forgiving somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Don't assume that I don't have to forgive them. This is something that it hurt me too bad for.
Mm-hmm.
But you do have to forgive. That's the only way you're going to get your forgiveness.
That's true.
Okay. And so Nimrod was building his tower. Okay. He tried to build one that was reaching up to heaven.
Mm.
And God said, God came down to look at the city and the tower. All right. And it said, the people are one. They have the same language.
Mm-hmm.
They have the same purpose. They were working as one. Okay. And he said, we need to scatter their language.
Yes.
So they don't understand one another.
Amen.
Because as long as they stand as one, there'll mm-hmm. be nothing too hard for them to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So what is trying to tell us? We need to get together as one.
As one. Amen.
Okay? When I say get together as one, we're talking about get on one accord.
Yeah. Thank you, God.
All praying for the same purpose.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, he told us about this pandemic. If he sent pestilence among the people, if my people would humble themselves and pray,
yes,
seek my face and turn from their wicked ways,
uh-huh.
Amen.
Okay, then we'll hear from heaven. We got to keep on praying. Don't say that I prayed enough.
Uh-huh.
Okay, don't assume that you know the Lord already know what you want and because you already asked him.
Uh-huh. Amen.
But keep right on praying.
Amen. Pray without ceasing.
Okay. Stay on one accord.
Uh-huh.
Pray for God's deliverance of this epidemic.
Yes.
Yes.
Pray for God's eradication of it from the earth.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, because he can remove it from the earth.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Okay. Now, so God scattered the tongue of the people so they couldn't now understand one another. So they fled to all the different parts of the land.
Uh-huh.
That's how we got these all the different languages now.
Amen. Yep.
Okay. And people become different because they were just one, as long as they were one, they all focused as one. Now, uh-huh. we got to get as one as well.
Amen.
All right, the whites and the blacks, the yellows and browns, that all them got to get together as one. And that's uh-huh. our focus on God.
Amen.
And what he said. And as we would do what he said, we will be as one.
Amen.
Okay, because his word brings us together as one.
That's right.
Mm. Now, Job God had a plan for him. Okay, but when he got sick, his friends assumed
mm-hmm. yes.
he's done something wrong.
Yes.
And the devil assumed
uh-huh.
that he can make Job curse God and die.
Mm.
Okay. Assumptions of that nature come from the devil.
Mm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He wants you to doubt.
Mm-hmm.
And when he gets you to doubt, he can get you to give up on God.
My Lord.
Right. Now, God's disciples, they assumed as well.
Okay.
When Jesus had been crucified, buried, and rose again, not to their knowledge at that time, they assumed that the Lord has gone. He ain't coming back, even though the Lord told him before that he would be there just 3 days and he'll be back.
Yes, he did.
Okay. Peter decided the one that was said that he'll follow the Lord wherever to the ends of the earth. Peter decided that, well, Jesus ain't with us no longer. So I might as well go back and do what I've been doing, used to do.
Hello.
He decided he would go fishing. Okay. Sometimes we give up on the Lord. I've been waiting, and he hadn't done what he said he'll do. But Habakkuk told you to write the vision, put it on tablet,
make
it rain.
Yes.
Okay. So they that read it can run.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so though it tarry, wait for it.
Wait for it.
He's on it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
He shall speak and shall not lie.
Yes, yes.
Right, so you need to wait on the word of the Lord to be manifested in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when he told Habakkuk that vision that he was telling them is going to take place, took another 60 years before it came to pass.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that makes sense.
Okay. So we don't want to wait one day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And some of them don't even want to wait an hour.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my Lord.
Okay. But wait for it.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Don't give up on God.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, God.
Okay, God will perform what he said he would do.
Yeah.
And the disciples told that, and the disciples said to Peter, well, we're going to go too. Okay, now, a lot of time when that's how we get in trouble, our friend decided they're going to go somewhere that you told them not to go. And you decide you go to since they were going.
Hello.
Everything is all right. So when somebody get at us about it, you can say, well, so and so was doing it. So and so went as if that's to make it right.
Mm-hmm.
Not assuming just because somebody else is doing it, it's right to do.
Mm-mm.
Stop assuming because somebody said it, I can do it.
Don't make it right.
If God didn't say it, you can't do it.
Yeah.
At least you shouldn't do it.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you, God.
But God is our standard. He is our word. Okay. He is our truth. The word of God is the truth.
Yes.
So we need to start assuming and go to the word. You don't know what the word said, look it up.
Amen.
Okay. Don't assume what the word said.
But
for years we assumed, and some of us probably still doing it, that God won't forgive you for self-murder. Okay. We assume that. But you don't find it in the Bible anywhere.
No, you don't.
Hold on.
Okay. We say he forgives you for all sins, except one. And that was the blaspheme against the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
So, but we assume because we say, how can you get forgiven and you kill yourself? You can't ask. All right, so we assume that because we killed ourselves, we can't ask for forgiveness. All right. But that's the word that say you couldn't be forgiven for something, right? Because everybody don't die right then.
Man, that's right.
Okay. A lot of them have plenty of time to ask.
Uh-huh.
They
sure do.
Okay. So stop assuming. Okay, so Peter and the disciples went on the fishing. And because they went not doing what the Lord told them to do, they were on their own. And all night long, they fished, and the word said, caught nothing. And Jesus came walking up on them that next morning. And asked them, my children, have you caught any fish?
Yes.
And they said, no, Lord, we fished all night long and caught nothing. Okay?
Right.
But Jesus said, cast your net on the other side. All right? In other words, get back in the sea. You've been on the wrong all night long. And you didn't catch them. Now get in the word and see what the word does. And the word is powerful.
Amen.
It's sharper than a two-edged sword. It can make things right. All right. So, getting back to Acts 16. Paul and Silas have been preaching, and this lady has been following them, and Paul got tired of it and cast out the demon that was in him. All right, and so as he done that, her master got upset because that she was making money for them. And so they had Paul and them bound, taken before the magistrate, and told them that he's perverting the people. Causing disturbance, giving them new laws that they can't, not supposed to be abiding by. And so they bound them and put them in jail. Okay? And the word says that at midnight, when everything else is supposed to be quiet, at midnight. The things seem like everything is dead. All right? Things still happens at midnight. Because you look at it, midnight is also the beginning of a new day.
Yes, it is.
You made it through that day. And you're starting a new day. At midnight.
Yes.
Paul and Silas was cast in jail on one day.
Yes, sir.
And it was the ending of that day and beginning of a new day.
Yes.
All right. At midnight.
Yes, yes, my Lord.
When things are the worst in your life. At midnight. You right there at the deliverance door. Because joy.
In the morning.
All right, and then morning starts at midnight. It may be dark outside, but it's morning.
Hallelujah.
It may be some dark days in your life, but it's morning.
Yes.
It may be a dark time that's going on in your life and in this world. That just like this pandemic, it's a dark time, but it's morning.
Morning, amen. Thank you, God.
God's light is still shining through.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
God's power is still moving in this pandemic.
Yes,
God,
yes.
Healing and God is still performing miracles.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because at midnight,
Glory God is bringing God.
Deliverance.
Uh-huh.
Bringing healing at mm-hmm.
midnight.
Amen. God is bringing hope.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Glory be to God. Well, you may be losing
that's right.
your hope. So at midnight, mm-hmm.
yes,
silent praise.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't say one prayed, the other didn't. But Paul and Silas prayed.
Mm-hmm.
So got one accord.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
But God to do what he needs to do. And mm-hmm. they sung praises unto God.
Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm. And it did so in the jailhouse rock.
Mm-hmm.
Earthquake took the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
The doors mm-hmm. were open. The bands failed off their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
At midnight, all this took place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the innkeeper heard them. The prisoner heard them singing. All right. And I guess so they may also join in with the singing. But things started happening at midnight.
Amen.
Suppose that Amen. You lost out. All right. Just mm-hmm. know that your help
uh-huh.
is on the way.
Amen.
All right. Your help.
My Lord.
And it coming from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Your help. All of your help.
Yes.
Okay. Comes from him. So look to the hill from which coming your help.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that it comes from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And it's coming at midnight.
Midnight.
Okay. So the innkeeper are now assuming, supposing that everybody was gone.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to kill himself.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But Paul said, do yourself no harm. Everybody's mm-hmm. still here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That brought about a change even in the prisoner keeper. Because
yeah.
he wanted to know now, what can I do
uh-huh.
to be saved? Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So just keep on holding on.
Yeah.
Keep on trusting God.
Yes.
Believe in him.
Yes, yes.
Right? He said he would.
And he will.
And he will.
Amen. Oh, yes, he will.
He Amen. Will.
Yes.
Do it for you.
Yes, Lord.
He will. Make a way for you. He will. All right. Take things to the next level. And that's your victory.
Thank you, God.
So stop supposing and start assuming.
Amen.
Hello.
All
right. If you're in doubt, go to the word.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay. Know that God is our answer. He is our deliverer. At midnight.
Yes.
All right. Just when you think things is about to end, things begin. Okay?
Yeah.
At midnight.
Thank you, God.
Okay.
Praise God. God.
4 minutes. Quick testify.
Jesus.
Quick word from the Lord. For the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
He ain't blessed nobody this week.
Amen.
Oh, Pastor, God has been blessing me. I just thank God that every week, and especially with my work, I've been, Lord knows, God's just been revealing himself more and more. And
thank
I just
you.
Continue to thank God for
thank
all
you.
That he's doing.
Thank
and
you,
I
Jesus.
Keep holding on to Romans 8:28.
Yes.
No matter what, it's working for my good.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Amen.
I thank God for being here on this morning. Listening and seeing each and every one of you and just thanking God that he is still God.
Amen.
And he never
Amen.
Changes. He's always the same. And I just bless his name.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Glory be to God.
I ask y'all to pray for the Burnett family, our cousin Herbert and his son. His son has stage 4 cancer, lung cancer, and the doctor gave his father up ever since last week. He's still here. He's walking around. He's not eating or drinking, so it has to be God keeping him here.
Amen.
God knows.
Glory be to God.
It's not what the doctors say. They gave him up last Sunday. He's home, he's walking, but he's not eating, he's not drinking. So if you're not eating or drinking, you'll have no energy. So it gotta be God.
Amen. Yes. Right. Amen.
Even in prayer, and his son.
He's able.
Thank you.
Yes, it is.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank God for being here. We weren't able to make it last Sunday, but to God be the glory. We're here this Sunday. And we'll continue to keep each and every one of you in prayer as we ask for y'all to keep us in prayer as well.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Anyone else? We've got about a minute and a half.
I thank God for being God. I thank God for keeping us all each and every day. I thank him because he's wonderful